I've never been to it, but they say counterfeit money's pretty rapid, even right now.
Yeah.
You go in a gas station, hand them a 20. Used to, you give them a 50 or something. They mark it, you know?
Yeah.
Mark it with that marker, see if it's real. You give them a 20 now, they mark it.
Sure do.
Oh, yeah. You know why? Because there's a lot of counterfeits out there.
Holy Lord.
Counterfeit looks a whole lot like the real thing, but it ain't real. But Jesus, John the Baptist said, Jesus, when he comes, he's going to have a fan in his hand.
Yeah.
And he'll be able to separate the real from the fake. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
If this wasn't important, why did John tell us and warn us? If this wasn't important, why did Jesus say there's coming a separation time? One of these days where the sheep's going to separate from the goats. The chaff's going to separate from the wheat. And you better have a made up mind. You better have an established relationship with God.
Yes, sir.
Right. Woo.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. As much as I love my kids, I'll not be able to stand with them on Judgment Day. Amen. As much as I love my wife, I won't be able to stand with her on Judgment Day. Brother Tommy, as much as I love the people of this church, I won't be able to stand with you on Judgment Day. But what I can do, I can sound the alarm now. I can blow the whistle and say, get ready. You're going to stand before God one day.
It's dangerous.
When you go your own way.
Holy God.
I didn't intend to linger right here this long.
Holy God.
I got to get to the good part here. Amen. But I tell you, God has a way
of
separating the real from the fake.
Yes, he does.
That's right.
Verse number 3. And I'm going to read you a couple more verses. I'm going to be done. So Naomi says, Ruth, whatever you do, spend this 6 weeks of barley harvest down in the field of Boaz. Don't leave his field.
Right.
But she said tonight, verse number 3. Amen. Well, I'm almost excited. There's no way I got time to get past verse 5 here.
Come on.
Amen. Woo. Hey, hallelujah.
Jesus.
Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee. Very important here. And put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor. But make not thyself known unto the man, speaking of Boaz, until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be when he lieth down that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet, and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, all that thou sayest unto me, Naomi, I will do.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Woo! Naomi has a plan for Ruth. She is a matchmaker at work.
Right.
Her plan for Ruth is a blueprint. I believe even for the church today. Hey, God. Amen. To put your walk together with the Lord back together. Amen.
Yeah.
If you're away from God from where you used to be, I'm getting ready to give you a blueprint that'll put you back to where you need to be. First thing she said, wash thyself, Ruth. Cleanse yourself.
Yeah.
Great God, Naomi instructs her to wash and to clean up. Ruth has been working in the fields. Amen. You can't go meet a man like this. Get yourself together. Amen. Washing here speaks of personal cleansing. Amen. Spiritually, it speaks of holiness that is needed if one is ever going to get their spiritual feet walking back in the path to God. Hey, having therefore 2 Corinthians 7 and 1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves. Let us what? Let us wash ourselves. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. If you're going to walk with God like God meant for you to walk with Him, you've got to live a holy life. You've got to separate. You've got to cleanse yourself and be unspotted from the world. Woo!
Holy God. Holy God.
That's right. We need to keep ourselves clean,
right,
and remove our lives, amen, from that which corrupts us mentally,
right, yeah,
physically, yeah, and spiritually.
Yeah.
You know, we're living in a day, I believe with all my heart, we're being mentally fought harder than probably any generation prior to us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Great God. You look at all the attacks the enemy makes on us. Amen. Getting a hold of people's minds.
Right.
Amen. How? Well, there's many ways he does this, by pictures, by books. Amen. Magazines. Great God. I tell you what. If anything affects or hinders your walk with God, I tell you what you better do. He said to lay aside every sin and what? And wait. There's some things that's not sin. It's just a wait. What does that mean? I can't run the race because I'm pulling the weight. I can't run fast because it's hindering my walk with God. Great God, get rid of it. Amen. If it's holding you back, if you can't shout like you used to, get rid of it. If you can't sing and get the anointing like you one time did, get rid of it. If you can't preach under the power of God like you one time could, get rid of it. Cleanse your life and get back in step with God.
Woo!
If it's somewhere you're going, quit going.
Yeah.
Woo!
Come on.
If it's people you're hanging around, stay away.
Right.
Great God. Amen. Bad company corrupts good manners. Amen. Bad people will rub off on you.
Right.
Hey, if it hinders your walk, if it hinders your Christian growth in God, you better get out of it.
So she said, not only, Ruth, do you better cleanse yourself, but you better anoint yourself.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Ruth was not to wash only, but she was to anoint herself with oil or perfume. That was deodorant or perfume of that day, which was costly. We find later in Jesus' time when he broke that bottle of spikenard, that precious one.
Yeah.
It was costly. It was the price of a year's labor.
Think of that.
Amen.
Woo.
It was hard to make. Naomi said, hey, Ruth, this is costly.
Yeah.
Hey, I believe Naomi had some. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. It might have been called Midnight in Moab, but she had some left over. She probably should have left it in Moab. But she said, I got some costly stuff. Wash yourself. Anoint yourself. Put this smell good on. If you don't catch a man, you can't catch him with that stinky, sweaty smell you got. Anoint yourself. Great God, I come to tell us, if you're going to serve God, you can't serve him with a stink of sin.
Woo!
On your life. I tell you, the Holy Ghost, it's costly. It'll cost you. If you're going to have it on you, if you're going to be anointed, it's going to be costly. It's going to cost you some nights in prayer. It's going to cost you the world. You're going to stay away from the world. It's expensive, but it's worth having.
Holy Lord.
It's expensive, Brother Earl.
Yes, it is.
Jesus. But it's worth having.
Yeah.
It's worth
having. Jesus.
Woo! Oh God.
Oh God.
We're living in a generation who don't spend time to be anointed.
Right.
We're living in a generation who thinks, I said this the other night, we think way more of music. And I love music. We think way more of entertainment, fellowship halls and gatherings and dinners and jam fests and jam, whatever they call them. We think way more of that than we do his anointing. Great God, we'll go play all Saturday. Amen. Play games. Amen. It's all fine and dandy. We'll go play music all weekend. We'll do all sorts of things. But let's call a prayer meeting and nobody shows up. Why? It's costly. It's going to cost you something. You got to stun the world. Amen. And draw nigh to God. If you're going to be anointed, it's going to be costly. But Naomi told Ruth, if you're going to catch a man, you got to be anointed.
You can't get him without this, Naomi said.
Thank you, Lord.
She said, what Naomi's saying is, I've made my mistakes. I say amen to that. But she said, this one thing I know. I know what it costs to get it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Hey, I ended up in Moab. I don't have my two sons. I don't have my husband. I don't have nothing. But great God, I know what it costed to get it. And I know what it's going to cost to get it back. You've got to be anointed.
Holy, holy, holy.
Come on.
Holy, holy, Lord.
I'm done. I didn't get to the love story here. Anointing speaks of consecration. The perfume reminds us of the fragrance of the Holy Ghost. John 1 John 2:27, but the anointing, amen. But the anointing which ye shall have, which ye have received of him, abideth in you.
Right.
And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things. Right here it is. And it is true. It is truth. It is no lie. And even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him.
Right.
When you really get a hold of it, you'll be in that hiding place. When you really get a hold of it, the storms and the rain can come, but you're in the palm of his hand.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Closer walk with God involves yielding to the Holy Ghost. Yes. How often? Every day.
Every day.
Yeah. It ain't just catch a wind here and catch a wind there, but you got to be consecrated every day.
Yeah. Lord.
Brother Earl, for you to keep that good job, you get to call dinner and say, boys, be honest with you, I don't really feel like working this week. My toes hurting. My fingers hurting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My neck's hurting. My back's hurting. I'll tell you what I think I can give you this week. I can give you maybe Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. How about that? No vacation? That's right. You run on vacation pretty quick. But I tell you, if you want a good job and you want to get paid good and you want to have good benefits and good insurance, well, you got to consecrate and say, boys, Monday through Friday, I'm going to be there for you.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chuck, tell me about a guy this year. They hired on. They need workers. They need employees. But he had that problem. He didn't want to show up. And the boss man said, you don't want to show up, we don't need you. You ain't God. Yeah. Hey, amen. Yeah. If a company's going to pay you money, And pay your insurance, and pay your vacation, and pay your sick time. Amen. You know what they're saying? They're saying, we want you on the job. Amen. We got work that's got to be done, and you got to show up. And God said, hey, you want to be called by my name? You want to have my anointing? You want to have me? But great God, you don't want to spend the time to get it. You don't want to consecrate every single day to have, amen, the anointing of God.
Right.
Yeah. Lastly, I'm done. She said, you got to change your clothes.
Yeah. Change your raiment.
You got widow's garments on, and you need wedding garments on.
Thank God.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Ruth was to take off those widow garments and to put on fresh clothes. If we're going to have a close walk with God, we need to make a spiritual change in clothes. Amen. What does that mean? I'm getting ready to tell you. Amen. Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 8. Amen. Through 9. Paul talks about the grave clothes. He said, you got to get the grave clothes off. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication. Out of your mouth lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Paul said, get rid of those old clothes, but great God, put on some new clothes. What is that? Go on and read verse 10. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, amen, or Scythian, or bond nor free, but Christ is all in all.
Yeah.
Put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering. He said, you got to get the old clothes off and the new clothes on.
Yes.
Woo!
Holy Lord. Holy Lord.
Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
You didn't know it meant all this, did you?
Man, it's good.
Amen. But Ruth, Naomi said, Ruth, mark the spot where he's going to lay. In other words, when it gets dark out in the country. Great God, half of us live in the city. When it's dark in the country, it's dark.
It's dark.
I almost left a part out here. It's very important.
Come on.
Why was Boaz? Ruth knew this, or Naomi knew this. Naomi said, Ruth, Boaz is going to be laying out there at the threshing floor tonight. Why was it? I didn't know this. He laid out there, Brother Tommy, you probably knew it. He laid out there because during the harvest, thieves would come and they would steal this hard work for wheat and barley.
Yeah.
And the thieves would come and they would steal this. So Boaz, during the harvest time, would sleep out there on the threshing floor watching over his goods that he had worked hard and sweated hard. So Naomi knew. She said, Ruth, tonight, amen, after Boaz eats and he drinks and he's happy and he fills himself up, amen, you mark the spot in the daylight over there that he's got made up for his bed.
Yeah.
And when it gets dark and he lays himself down to sleep, she said, Ruth, here's what you do. You go over there and you uncover his feet. My. You take the clothes off his feet and you lay yourself down at the feet of the master. Hey, God, I come to tell us there's no greater way I know of to get the attention of the master than to lay down at his feet and say, I need you, Lord, more than the sun needs at night. I need you, Lord, even more than anything in this world. And she said, Naomi, this I will do. And she went down and she laid herself down at his feet. Amen.
Woo!
Yes. Some commentators, they have to be ignorant, because even me, poor old country boy, I know this. Even when I was a child and read this, I knew this wasn't an act of immorality.
Nobody.
Amen. But some have brought up the question, why in the world wouldn't that be an act of immorality? No, that was the custom of this day.
You're right.
It was not uncommon for a widow, amen, to propose marriage to a kinsman redeemer. It was just the custom of the day. It's not our custom for a woman to ask a man to marry her. So we look at this and think it's hilarious. But it was the custom of that day.
Right.
Naomi was telling Ruth, go make a proposal. Woo! Hey! Go make a proposal, Ruth. Amen. Lay yourself down at his feet. Uncover his feet. Amen. And when he wakes up and asks, what can he do for you? You tell him, I tell you what you can do, Boaz.
Yeah.
You can redeem me.
Woo!
Hey, God. You can take me to be your own. Amen. Hey, God, I've left all. Amen. To find you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, I come to tell us this. Here's a beautiful story.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir.
A closer walk with you, I pray, Lord. Give me Brother Tommy real quick. Ezekiel 16:8.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
She said to her, all that thou sayest, I will do. If Boaz allowed the wing of his mantle to be placed over Ruth, it would mean that he would claim her to be his own.
Yeah.
Amen. Ezekiel 16:8.
Now when I passed by thee and looked upon thee.
It's God speaking here.
Behold, thy time was the time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine.
Hallelujah. I don't have time to get in the rest of it. Stand with me. I'm done. Amen. But Naomi knew this. She said, hey, it's a few verses down. I don't have time to get into this. This will keep you in suspense. And maybe you'll go home and read and study this and get ready for next time. Amen. But Naomi said, if he spreads his skirt over you.
Yeah.
Amen. And hangs a mantle, that angel's wing over you. Amen. He's saying yes to your proposal of marriage.
Right.
And you'll be safe. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. God said, when I spread my skirt of my wing over you, hey God, he said, then you are mine. I don't know about you, but I'm glad about 25 years ago, he spread the mantle of his skirt over top of me, and I became his, and he mine.
Yeah.
He became my kinsman redeemer, and I stand before you tonight because I've been redeemed in the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
I've been saved. I've been set free. And now I live because of his grace. it. Shoo!
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Closer walk with the Lord involves putting ourselves under the wing of His care. And that's what Ruth did with Boaz.
Praise God.
Ruth went to the threshing floor to have a lasting relationship with Boaz. She went to give herself entirely to him.
Yes.
Notice what an act of humble and obedience this had to take.
Yep.
She's coming out of Moab. She's a stranger. She's an outcast. She can't even come into the congregation. Mm-hmm. What was it? Until the 10th year or something like that? She can't even come to the congregation. But Naomi said, if you'll go down there, I believe God will be gracious and merciful to you.
Thank you, Lord.
She had to spread herself down at the feet of the Master.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. She wasn't coming for the gifts. She was coming for the giver.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, yes.
Ruth wanted to give herself, amen, and her love completely to Boaz. And a close walk with God requires the same commitment from me and you. We are not only to be saved, but we are to be serving and worshiping Him. On that threshing floor, the good grain fell at the feet of the Master. And here once again we find Ruth. Great God, right at the place of the grain, right at the place of the wheat, she was at the feet of the Master.
Yeah.
And I'd like to leave that with you tonight. If you're going to get where you need to get with God, and you want to renew that relationship with Him, and you want to wash yourself, and you want to anoint yourself, and you want to put on new clothes, it starts at the feet of Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
I'll be the first one here tonight and say, hey. Amen. I'm much like Naomi. I've got out of the path where I should be.
Come on, come on.
I've got priorities mixed up. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight.
Yes, God.
I tell you what I want to do tonight. I want to get back at His feet. Right here would be a good place to start.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Right here would be a good place to start. At the feet of the Master. Who'd be the first one to step out? Come on, come on, church. God wants your obedience.
Praise
God. He wants your love. Come on, come on. Wash yourself. Anoint yourself. Take them old sweaty clothes off.
Yes,
old smelly, sinful, worldly clothes off. And change your garments. Put on the garments.
Holy God.
Amen.
Holy Lord.
Put on new clothes. Put on new garments.
Jesus.
And go get at the feet of the Master. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. Praise,
praise
you.
God. Praise God. Come on, come on, church.
Oh.
Renew that commitment, God. I'm going to be consecrated. I'm going to be dedicated. I'm going to live for you.
Come on, come on, church. Come on.
Get serious with God. Get serious with God right here tonight.
Take
oh, God, I'm going to get serious with you, Lord.
You made for me, I give it, Lord, to Thee. Take my heart, come and change to Your heart, please, and set me free. My eyes to see for You made, Lord.
Broken ones,
and we reward just like you I long to be. Do stand alone, Lord, if you say so.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.